Listening, Part 4. Listen and choose the correct answer, A, B or C. Question 1. A woman is describing the island she visited on holiday. What does she think of it? A. It was more beautiful than the man's favourite island. B. It was quicker to reach than she imagined. C. It was busier than a lot of other resorts.
Tell me about this Greek island you went to. Alonissos. I haven't heard of it.
Alonissos. No, nor had I. So the 5 hours on the car ferry to get there came as a bit of a shock. But it was worth it.
Quiet, I imagine.
Actually, the village was quite lively at night. But obviously we're not talking about clubbing.
I still don't think anywhere can beat Paxos. It's such a pretty island.
Well, in that case, you have to see Alonissos.
Now listen again.
Tell me about this Greek island you went to. Alonissos. I haven't heard of it.
Alonissos. No, nor had I. So the 5 hours on the car ferry to get there came as a bit of a shock. But it was worth it.
Quiet, I imagine.
Actually, the village was quite lively at night. But obviously we're not talking about clubbing.
I still don't think anywhere can beat Paxos. It's such a pretty island.
Well, in that case, you have to see Alonissos.
Question 2. A woman is phoning a customer service department. What is the problem with the order she has received? A. The boots are too big for her. B. The company has sent the wrong boots. C. The quality of the boots is not good enough.
Oh, hi. I'm calling about some boots I've just had delivered. And I can see they'd be perfect for hiking. But I'm afraid they're no good, even with really thick socks. They're size 5, which I can see, looking at the order form, is what I ordered. I just didn't realise that your size 5 was different to an English size 5. Anyway, I'm not sure which address to send them back to, so could you give me a ring?
Now listen again.
Oh, hi. I'm calling about some boots I've just had delivered. And I can see they'd be perfect for hiking. But I'm afraid they're no good, even with really thick socks. They're size 5, which I can see, looking at the order form, is what I ordered. I just didn't realise that your size 5 was different to an English size 5. Anyway, I'm not sure which address to send them back to, so could you give me a ring?
Question 3. A man is leaving a message with a bicycle mechanic. Why is he phoning? A. To make an appointment. B. To ask for some information. C. To discuss a problem.
Hi, Tim. This is Michael Waverley here, and I think I'd like you to have another look at my bike. You did it last year, and it's been great. This time, I'll probably just need a service and checkup. But I'm also thinking about having a couple of new tyres, so perhaps you could give me a figure for that too before we go ahead with anything. Okay, bye.
Now listen again.
Hi, Tim. This is Michael Waverley here. And I think I'd like you to have another look at my bike. You did it last year, and it's been great. This time, I'll probably just need a service and check-up. But I'm also thinking about having a couple of new tyres, so perhaps you could give me a figure for that too before we go ahead with anything. Okay, bye.
Question 4. A woman is talking about her friend Andrew. How does she feel about him? A. Angry that he did not come for a meal. B. Sad to hear that he was not feeling well. C. Annoyed that he made her waste food.
How was lunch with Andrew?
He didn't turn up. He rang this afternoon to say he had a bad cold.
Well, he probably didn't want to give it to you.
He seemed absolutely fine yesterday.
So, did you actually go ahead and cook something?
Yes, and it costs more than I usually spend on cooking lunch. But it's okay. It's in the freezer. We can have it some other time.
You and him?
Me and you. That's the last time I'm inviting him around for anything.
Now listen again.
How was lunch with Andrew?
He didn't turn up. He rang this afternoon to say he had a bad cold.
Well, he probably didn't want to give it to you.
He seemed absolutely fine yesterday.
So, did you actually go ahead and cook something?
Yes. And it costs more than I usually spend on cooking lunch. But it's okay. It's in the freezer. We can have it some other time.
You and him?
Me and you. That's the last time I'm inviting him around for anything.
Question 5. Two friends are talking about a TV programme. What sort of story is it? A. A comedy. B. A romance. C. A thriller.
Are you watching that thing with Anna Stone in it, where she looks after the children in a rich family?
Yeah, Home Help. It's really good, isn't it? And she's got such amazing eyes. She almost doesn't need to say anything. You know what she's feeling. Love, hate. Well, not much love, is there?
Exactly. And I've got a funny feeling that the mother could be her next victim.
Yeah, perhaps. I think the kids will be okay, but not her.
No. I don't think she realises what danger she's in.
Now listen again.
Are you watching that thing with Anna Stone in it, where she looks after the children in a rich family?
Yeah, Home Help. It's really good, isn't it? And she's got such amazing eyes. She almost doesn't need to say anything. You know what she's feeling. Love, hate. Well, not much love, is there?
Exactly. And I've got a funny feeling that the mother could be her next victim.
Yeah, perhaps. I think the kids will be okay, but not her.
No, I don't think she realises what danger she's in.